from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Of Patrick Mahomes, let's just be honest. It's preseason football. Otherwise, it kind of sucks. It just does. But when you have your quarterback doing things we haven't seen in an NFL game before, that makes it a little more exciting. And, of course, I'm talking about the behind-the-back pass from Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce for 8 yards. So it was just an 8-yard gain, but he did it in a game after seeing it in St. Joe for a couple of years, right? It's been a few years we've seen the behind-the-back pass.
He's talked about it for multiple years. This is one of those, like, how do you discuss this and give it the proper credit it deserves? No one should ever throw a pass behind their back in an NFL game under any circumstances. Even less so should it be successful. And while I know it was only an 8-yard pass and Patrick Mahomes described it as an improv play, which we can play the audio here in just a second, it's ludicrous the things, the absolute heat check he is on as a career. He is so confident in what they're doing right now that not only did he do it, he threw behind the back. Of course, it was to Travis Kelce, who he claimed was running the wrong route. And then Kelce accused him of not saying the play correctly. It's ludicrous that this is even possible out of a quarterback in Kansas
City. So this
City.
Was the in-game interview from Mahomes. He also spoke after the game, but this was from in-game, kind of in the heat of the moment there.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, Travis didn't run the route he was supposed to run, and then it was kind of a behind-the-back pass, kind of because I was mad. I was pissed off at Travis. He was supposed to run a flat route. I don't know if you can hear me on the broadcast. I'm yelling at him, and then he doesn't run it. So out of spite, I do a behind-the-back pass, but now it's going to be a highlight.
Oh, that's awesome, because you just improvised it. Is that what you're telling us? It's just all improv?
100%. That's what I've been trying to say it to everybody. It can't be planned. It's got to be just naturally happen, kind of in the groove of things. And so I actually forgot about it until halftime. Someone actually brought it up to me, and it wasn't like I planned that at all, or it wasn't a called play. It just kind of happened.
Well, I never expected to be a called play.
And he's not calling a behind the back. Like, he likes to call fun stuff. He's not calling a behind the back pass. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Now, do you buy, though? So he says it has to happen naturally. I think there's some truth to that. But going into the game, you don't think that he said, hey, it's the only preseason game, the last one I'm playing in this year, and I know I'm probably not doing it in a regular season. I think he knew going into the game he was going to do it at some form or fashion.
I think he always has known for years at some point he was going to do it. It was just a matter of when. I think what happens, because like we've all watched Mahomes play enough. What really happens when he plays quarterback is he has intrusive thoughts, which is something you actively fight against every other quarterback. You don't want him to have them. Josh Allen has them all the time. He throws picks in the red zone because he's just like, I can do this in the worst possible moment. We've seen other quarterbacks, Tom Brady falling on his ass. Like, you try to usually quarterbacks take that out of them. But Mahomes in the moment will take a ball in his left hand for no reason and throw it. For no reason now, throw it behind his back. He's the only quarterback I've ever seen regularly get away with, I will call them bad decisions under almost any other circumstance. You shouldn't do this. No one would recommend you do this. They would prefer you not. The only reason they don't coach it out of you or fight it is because you have a success rate with this kind of nonsense that I've never seen before. It makes no sense.
This one was, one, it's a preseason game, but also like the left-handed pass, at least like that, in his mind, that was what was necessary to make the play happen.
Correct.
Whereas this, it wasn't necessary to make the, you know what I mean?
No, like, he could have just thrown it away.
That's what I'm saying. Or he could have kept, because he was rolling out. He could have just ran. Honestly, like if anything, he just could have ran, and it was preseason, so I don't want him taking a hit like that anyway. So it was fun. And then you had Travis, of course, asked about the play as well.
It wasn't a play. No, it was a play. It was a first down. You know, he's got the voice thing. And so he kind of mumbled out the play. I couldn't hear it. I was walking up to the line. I was like trying to decipher what he was saying. Before I knew it, he snapped the ball. And and then I kind of saw him out of my peripheral run to the sideline. So I was trying to go help my guy out. By the time I looked over there, he was already in mid-form, like a photo on a sports card, throwing the ball to me. So it was just, right place at the right time.
This is the one thing that's like kind of a weird takeaway from this is, I don't know that I'll ever get to do this again after Travis. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have some sort of like mind meld situation that, again, you do not see very often in the NFL. How is Travis Kelce, who's technically running the wrong route, still open on that play and notices that Mahomes is going to get him the ball still somehow? Like, he just knows to look. He just has some like sixth sense about, well, it's time to go look for Mahomes because the ball is probably coming here somewhere. And he sees him throwing it behind his back in that moment. That he's not going to have that with another player in his career, I don't think.
I would agree with that. That's why they've had the success specifically in those big time moments, because of the relationship that they have on and off the field, I think has helped them on the field as well. So yes, if you were to have said, set the odds, Cody, on who would the behind the back pass go to if Mahomes were to ever throw it, Kelce would have been the runaway favorite. You know what I mean?
I mean, minus 10,000.
Like, if a behind the back pass happens, who's the receiver? Kelce, yeah, would have been minus 1,200. And then after that, I don't even know who the hell else would be.
It's always the least likely. It's a Sky Moore. It's always the least likely guy next. Like, that's how it works with Mahomes. It's the guy you'd least. It's to a guard or something. Somehow Mike Caliendo has the second best odds to have received it. When you look at where that play is, will he do it in the regular season once? This year.
In his career or this year?
In his career.
In his career, yes. I don't know if it'll happen this year. In his career, yes.
He'll throw one behind the back pass. And I bet that one will somehow be for more yards.
They have to be way up or something. I just can't imagine him doing that. In
second quarter of a 7-7 game?
Like, it's an AFC divisional game, tie game, fourth quarter. He's not, come on, you know what I mean? Like, he's not doing that and risking the alternative of that, what happens.
It's an incredibly risky throw.
Yeah, so no, I don't think it happens in a meaningful portion of a game.
You think it's like week 7 against the Raiders and they're up 30-7 in the fourth.
When did the Chiefs play the Carolina Panthers, right? Don't they play the Panthers at some point this year? Mm-hmm. That's the week, maybe. Maybe against a crappy Carolina team.
That's the only time. I mean, the Raiders.
November 24th at 1 o'clock, okay? When they're in Carolina.
Oh, an actual noon game, huh?
It's a noon game. It's right before Thanksgiving. You know, they're checked out a little bit. You know, and the Chiefs are already up 28-3 in the third quarter. And Mahomes is about to get pulled from the game after that drive anyway. That's the moment.
And he throws one behind his back. It might actually be the following Friday against the Raiders, the same, except for I think he wants to kill them. That's why he might do it against them. He would like to embarrass them in a way for ruining Christmas last time and just like really stick it to them, you know? I wouldn't be surprised to find that out. The puppet thing, all of it.
That'd be the earlier game then. That's in October.
Oh, that's true.
That'd be October 27th when they play in Vegas. But this, the Carolina one, November 24th.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!